Eric Burdon and the Animals, Sky Pilot, off of The Twain Shall Meet from 1968 on vinyl, as God intended. And before that, Manfred Mann's Earth Band, Blinded by the Light, their cover of the Springsteen tune. That is off of The Roaring Silence, a great album name, from 76. So, all of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway.
And I'm Jack Conway.
And we're here for another hour. Okay, so, Eric Burdon and the Animals, Sky Pilot, what do you think?
Very heavy.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
War as heck.
Yeah, a couple of things about this song. One, when I first heard this as a kid, I immediately became an Animals fan. I think Eric Burdon's vocals are just so amazing, and his politics are great, and he's a blue-collar guy, and I just love that song. It's so anti-war. It's amazing. I had the opportunity to interview Eric Burdon back in 99, for about an hour and a half. We hung out and talked, and he was telling me that when they performed Sky Pilot live, they had, you know, all the bands had, like, light shows and all kinds of psychedelic imagery and stuff. He had put together a movie timed to the song, an anti-war movie, and it would play in the back of the stage. Oh, so there was, like, it was basically a live video.
Whoa.
They'd play the song, and you'd watch, you know, all this imagery and stuff. Very cool stuff. And Wikipedia just taught me the part with the bagpipes. You know, the bagpipes?
Yeah.
It is actually a... They recorded, covertly recorded the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards.
Wow.
And they were almost sued by the UK government because they did not ask permission to use the song.
Wow.
The deal was they were at a place where they were going to play. These pipers were playing there as well. Mm-hmm. They recorded the pipers while they were playing and used a snippet of it in that song.
Wow.
No permission, no nothing. That's awesome. Right up there, you know, with some of your great bagpipe songs, AC/DC bagpipe songs, you know, Animals bagpipe songs. So yeah, that's a great anti-Vietnam song. And Manfred Mann's Blinded by the Light. What do you think of that one?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Not my favorite, but no, not bad by any means.
I dig it. It's one of those epics that has, like, different styles.
Yeah.
You've got the keyboard part, you got the mellow part, you got the rockin' part, and it's much better than the original. Bruce Springsteen's music bores me. Unless I ever meet him, in which case, I believe you're a genius, Mr. Springsteen. You just don't rock hard enough. Yes. Okay, so going from the anti-war Eric Burdon and the Animals from 1968 and Classic Rock Mine being the best classic rocks you've never heard, we're going to flip it now, and Jack is going to play two songs for me that I have never heard. Now, these are not in the classic rock genre, but we are open-minded people, and it's freeform radio, right?
Yes,
that's why
is.
We love WMFO, freeform radio. Woo!
Woo!
So, Jack, what do you have to say for the first one we're going to hear?
This is a song by a Swedish band, Sabaton, a metal band. It's about 40 Belgian riflemen holding the border against an entire panzer division, which can consist of thousands of tanks, infantry. The odds were just completely against them. They held out for 18 days, just 40 of them.
Wow. And is all of Sabaton's stuff sort of military history?
Yes, most of it. They do some covers. And those, most of them aren't about military stuff.
But the stuff they write themselves.
Yeah.
Awesome. And they're coming to Worcester, right?
Yes, they are coming to Worcester, and I hope to see them live.
Yeah, we'll be there. Don't worry. All right, so without any further ado, this is Jack bringing us Sabaton. Dig it, and dig it deep.
Coming swiftly, the border's closing in. We're a company of soldiers, near 40 rifles strong. All alone, stand alone. Our dinner ground is burning, and rumble is at hand. As the blitzkrieg's pushing harder, the war is all around. All alone, hold your ground.
more fighting, the numbers will still count. We're outgunned and few in numbers, we're doomed to flag or fail. We fought on, held our guard. But when captured by the excess and forced to tell the truth, we will tell it with a smile, we will surprise them with a laugh. We are on, we were on.
Bombers damaged every sea-wounded men scattered to the bone.
Okay, two by Sabaton. That first we heard Resist and Bite. That's off of Heroes from 2014. And we followed that up with No Bullets Fly, also off of Heroes, also from 2014. All right, Jack, tell us the backstory for both of these songs.
So Resist and Bite, I sort of covered it before. It was about the 40 Belgian riflemen at the beginning of the war who were told to hold the border from the German attacks, but their radio got broken when the order to retreat was ordered. So they carried out their orders and encountered an entire tank division that can consist of thousands upon thousands of tanks and soldiers against 40 Belgian riflemen. They held out for 18 days.
Dang, man.
Yeah.
And then what did they do when the Germans showed up?
So when the Germans captured them, the Germans asked, where are the rest? And the Belgians just smiled and laughed.
Awesome. All right, so No Bullets Fly. This story, this is amazing.
No Bullets Fly is about a B-17 that was bombing over Germany. Mm-hmm. And then it was coming back to England, but it was really heavily damaged. And it wouldn't be able to make it over the Atlantic Wall, which is full of German AA guns and just a lot of not goodness for damaged bombers.
Okay.
And then the last thing that you want to see is a German fighter pilot, which they did see.
Mm-hmm.
And the German fighter pilot saw how damaged it was, but instead of shooting it down, he spared him and guided him to safety, which, if he didn't, the defense on the Atlantic Wall would definitely shoot them down. Then even after World War II, they finally met up with each other. The two pilots in 1990 met up with each other and both died in 2008. And if the German pilot had shot down that bomber, he would have gotten the Flying Cross, which is a very high honor for German fighter pilots.
Oh, he needed like one more kill?
One more kill.
Damn.
He was a very good fighter pilot.
That is awesome. And a lot of this information that Jack just gave us is on YouTube. If you find the video, it gives you the whole history, man. That's awesome. It says, one thing you didn't mention, Stigler decided not to attack the aircraft, but to disobey orders and escort the B-17 out of the danger zone. When they reached the North Sea, flying in formation, Stigler saluted Brown, turned away, and returned to Germany. That is freaking awesome, man. Mm-hmm. You hear about stuff like that in like World War I, where there was this real honor among pilots and officers and stuff, but not a lot in World War II. That's a great story and a great song, man. Sabaton, they kick. They're really heavy, but their stuff is short and it's hooky.
Yeah, short and sweet.
Yeah, awesome. Good stuff, Jack. Good stuff.
Thank you.
All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway.
And my name is Jack Conway.
We got another 45 minutes, gang. And then Belinda comes in, bubbles in the think tank, two of the silver sounds, blah, 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 blah. All right, so we just had Sky Pilot, an anti-war thing. We had two Sabaton songs, not pro-war.
But just telling the story.
Telling the story of the soldiers, man. Be against the war, don't be against the soldiers. You know, soldiers are doing what they have to do. All right, so now we go to a sort of hippie response to everything. And this is on vinyl, as God intended.
Dykes and ferries, tell me where. soul bleeding, nation bleeding, still more bleeding.
if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Tried to take that one down all the way to the end of the fade, and then the next song jumped in. Nazareth, Hair of the Dog, off of Hair of the Dog from 1975. Jeff Beck going down off the Jeff Beck Group, 72. 10 years after, I'd Love to Change the World, off of A Space and Time from 71. all on vinyl, baby. Vinyl, baby.
Vinyl's the way to go.
Yeah, so what do you think of that trio of classic rock classics?
Well, like all classic rock, I love it.
Woo!
And I digged it well.
You digged it? Yeah, I liked it. Yeah. You digged it.
I digged it.
So, 10 years after, great guitar solo?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Awesome. And Nazareth with that weird effect?
Yeah, that was a cool effect. It was like weird.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. It's like the guitar's throwing up or something.
Yeah. An electric guitar throwing up in the bathtub.
There you go. So that was that set, gang. You're listening to 91.5. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. Check out the Classic Rock Mine Facebook page, Classic Rock Mine. I am on every other week, 8 to 11, playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. And tonight, I am playing the best classic rock that my son has never heard, which is why we're playing lots of stuff that other people know. Because we've got to educate the young kids about classic rock.
We have to edumacate.
Yeah, exactly. Edumacate. All right. We are going... where are we going? Oh, I know where we're going. Let's see. This is 1979. I think all of or some of these guys were Native American. This was, I believe, their only hit. But they put out a ton of albums. Very cool stuff. And dig it and dig it deep. Okay, some difficulties here. That was part of Blackfoot's Train, so we're going to put something else up and pray to the gods of vinyl.
Summertime blue. Wow, there ain't no kill.
We'll be right back.
Hocus Pocus by Focus on vinyl. That's off of Moving Waves, 1971. Blue Cheer, Summertime Blues, off of Vincibus Eruptum, 1968. That was the big fuzzy one. And Uriah Heep, Easy Living, Demons and Wizards from 72. And part of Train Train by Blackfoot off of Strikes from 79. What do you think, Jack?
Well, I know the Blackfoot one was really good at the beginning. The harmonicas were just... The harmonica was amazing. I did not know a harmonica could go that quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I also, the previous song we had just heard with the yodeling in it.
Oh, yeah.
They don't make songs like that anymore.
No. And the funny thing is the guys in Focus are all like classically trained musicians. The guitar player does like jazz and classical and all kinds of stuff. The flautist plays all kinds of classical music. They do all kinds of like complex arrangements and stuff. And then they did this. So, yeah, they have a sense of humor. But, yeah, what great guitar stuff. And then yodeling.
Yep.
I mean, I think it's about, well, probably most people would agree it's about the best rock yodeling song.
Yeah.
Out of all of them.
Out of the many, many, many rock yodeling songs.
Yes, indeed. So we have 9 minutes left before Belinda comes in. So let's keep some music going, don't you think?
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
I do thunk.
You thunk. I know you thunk. As I will say many times over the course of many times, dig it and dig it deep.
Don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping off the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, Sam with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh man, I need TV. It's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yes, we can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag. Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cap to bed.
Stop it! the villain comes. Well, just stand back, because I can't help it. You make me feel like that. So let yourself go. Hold nothing in when you hear me knocking.
Okay, that was not a classic rock classic, but I love it anyway. It's a classic rock mind classic. That was Blown Free with The Wizard off of Maximum Rock and Roll from 1973. Because I'm the wizard, Jack.
Yeah.
Exactly. Before that, Mott the Hoople, All the Young Dudes off of All the Young Dudes from 1972 on vinyl as God intended. We are out of time. I leave you with one last song. It is a perfect segue for Belinda, who is lovingly letting me go 2 minutes over. So dig it and dig it deep and stay tuned.